Hello.
This is Stacey from Customer Support giving you a call back.
Hi, I've gotten disconnected from everybody trying to get these both to work at the same time, the headsets. They say guide, the outer button, the little straight line, correct?
What's your zip code, ma'am?
10309.
I'm not sure which product you're speaking of right this moment. Give me 1 minute.
Well, the Pure, whatever they're called, the earbuds.
All right, ma'am. What's your first and last name?
Teresa Weberg.
And can you verify your shipping address?
19 Indale Avenue. So just check there. She gave me an extension before ordering them till April 13th. You see that on there?
All right, ma'am. Let's see here.
That disconnected so many times.
I see an account here for our Pure Mini Pods. They're ear pods with great quality and sound. Let's see here.
Just that the right side isn't on right now. They were. So it's like you put it on the left side, or you have to press on the both sides at the same time. What do you do? Because they were working. I saw the red and blue light. And now just I hear the left one is on.
All right, ma'am. Let me look up some troubleshooting. One moment.
Take your time. I'm jogging with them, so it's better than that string around my neck. Those were horrible. I mean, they work, you know.
All right. Now explain to me what happened one more time.
Well, right now one is on, and you could hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I don't hear it in my right ear.
You don't hear it in your right ear?
No, I have it in one ear. I put it on, and then I press the other side, right? And it's supposed to press the other side when this side is on?
Yes, ma'am.
So what do you do?
Hold it down where you hit it.
The little line on the outside.
Yes, ma'am.
That's not on the bud.
Where it lights up at, where you hit pause and play, hold that button down.
The outside of the top.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm holding it on. I'm holding it. You hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Well, I'm holding it down on that thing, that little white thing.
And it's not lighting up? Is it dead, ma'am?
Well, I put it in the charger, so I'm wondering, at the same time last night, and I got up and it said 70%. So I don't know why. Maybe it could be dead. Maybe they weren't anchored in the right way or something, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if so now the connector.
If it's not lighting up, it's dead.
Okay. Maybe it was on a certain length of time, and maybe I didn't push it in the right way.
Yes, ma'am. Make sure
it was working before.
Make sure you put them in all the way. They're sitting in there the right way, and you got them plugged in the right way and firm.
And how long does it take for total charge?
3 to 4 hours.
3 to 4. Okay. Now, when you want to play music from your phone, how does that work?
You put it through Bluetooth.
Yeah, it's on Bluetooth on my phone.
Yes, ma'am. And you just go to your music app and play music, and you whenever they're connected to your phone, all your sound from your phone is going to go to your ear pods. You're going to hear your notification.
Now, the car has both our names in it. So how do I get my earbuds to work with the car?
The car?
The car, C-A-R, with the music. answering phone, you know.
It works on your...
It only works on your phone.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it wouldn't... Okay, anything that comes through has to go through the phone. Okay.
Yes.
Does it work from the computer?
If your computer has Bluetooth and it can connect to your audio wirelessly, yes, ma'am, they will. Like your car, if they
were my teacher when she gives a class on there.
Like I'm not sure if sure if your car is programmed to be able to be listened to EarPods. They might be. They're compatible with anything that has Bluetooth, and so they might be. You'd hook them up the same way you hook them up to your phone.
I see. Okay. Well, if anybody would know, it's my son. He's a software person.
All righty, ma'am. Well, I would let them charge up a little bit and give it a try.
Okay, so what you do is you press the left side, and you see the blue and red button, and then you press the right side, and it should say on. On both sides, it says on.
It should light up, yes, ma'am.
Separately? Uh-huh. Okay. All right, so my extension, I don't have to call back until when?
Let's see here.
Did you put April 13th?
April, yes, ma'am, April 13th.
All right, then I pay you $59?
Yes, ma'am.
How do I send it? Can I do it over the phone, or can I do it?
Let's see.
My PayPal, how do I do it? How do I pay?
It would come off of the card that you use to make the order.
So it would be a one-time payment. That's it.
Yes, ma'am.
$59, and you charge shipping too?
No, ma'am.
Okay, because they're here already.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what happens if they break? How does that work?
You call in, and we send you another complimentary pair.
Okay, and how often does that happen?
Not very often, ma'am.
Okay, so let's say if they broke within 3 months.
Yes, ma'am. Just call and say they're defective, that something happened,
okay.
And the agent will assist you on what to do.
All right, you sound reputable. I mean, seem like they're as good as, how about as good as the people that buy the Apple ones?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, I could hear you fine.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, what do you need? What are the Apple? How do they sit in the ear? I can't have Apple anywhere. I have an Android.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
How do they sit in the ear? Is it a bud that just goes right in the ear? There's no piece hanging?
No, ma'am. And do you just sit them dead in there? You'll see. They'll say left and right. It'll show you which one goes in which ear. And you just sit them in your ear, and they sit there.
Right in the inside. That's
yes,
the
ma'am.
Apple one.
They're just like an Apple one, just cheaper.
I think so. I mean, I had cheap $20 ones, and they're still going strong. One pair a year, you know, another pair I just got. I have no problem, but just that wire is so annoying.
It is, especially when you're jogging.
So let's say if I leave them on all day, they go off, and then you got to put them back on. They have an automatic shut off.
No, ma'am. If you take them off and you're not using them, make sure you cut them off to save the battery. Because they'll stay
on. As long as they're on, I'm using juice a few hours now. How long are they going to stay on if I had full battery? How long do they stay on?
With continuous use, 4 hours. But if you
that's why the other one's going off. Okay.
But if you use them and you take them out, cut them off so you can save the battery, so you can keep using them without having to charge them, and they're not continuously running.
Okay. Yeah. The other ones seem to, let me think, the ones with the cord on them, they last a long time.
I don't like the cord either. I go with the ear cord.
I can't stand them. And even the other one by Apple, how long do they stay charged?
I think Apple stays about the same with the continuous use and the not using. Everything lasts longer if you don't. If you
so
don't
as soon
leave
as I finish a call with you, I shut it off. And if I hear my phone starting to ring, then I should just press them on.
Yes, ma'am.
I said, okay, I'm getting the hang of it.
All righty, ma'am.
Thank you so much, and I'll call back probably the 12th and order them. I just want to make sure.
Okay, ma'am. Well, that's perfectly
fine.
I'm glad that I could help assist you today. And if you need anything else, just give us a call back.
Oh, I want to also know if they get wet, is that bad?
No, ma'am. They're water resistant. Long as they're not just like submerged in water, you know what I mean?
Right. Right. Okay, great. And you dry them off, of course, right away.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sweetheart. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Have a great day.
Answered all my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you,
ma'am. You have a great day, and thank you for calling customer support.
Lord bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.